And I'm here at Enterprise Connect Day 2 with Nikki Hall, CMO at Five9. Nikki, how are you?
I'm doing great, Evan. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And it's been an amazing start to Enterprise Connect. Really enjoyed the booth. Just amazing, vibrant, joyful vibe at the Five9 booth. If you haven't stopped by, do that. Speaking of joy and innovation and creativity in design, you know, talk about your experience the first few months at Five9 as CMO and the culture that you're helping nurture and develop.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the word joy, and that's what I've had over the past quarter. I've been here almost a little over a quarter, and it's been fantastic. It was everything I hoped it would be. The market opportunity is ripe for disruption. Great technology. You mentioned the culture. The people are amazing. And when I look for opportunities, I always look for an amazing culture, and Five9 definitely has it. So,
From the outside looking in, I definitely see that as well. And talk about bringing joy to CX from a customer standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a challenging environment out there in the contact center and beyond. What does it mean to bring joy to customers?
Well, if you think of the opposite of joy, it's frustration. And all of us are individuals, and we're shopping, and we're consumers of a brand. And joy is to make sure we have a seamless, connected experience, regardless of where you're engaging, whether or not it's your first touch with marketing or the e-commerce site, or once you've purchased it with the salesperson or in the store or on the e-commerce site, all the way to customer service and success. Sometimes the experiences are disconnected, and it's quite frustrating as a consumer because you're not known, and even though you should be known. So joy is about creating this seamless, frictionless experience end-to-end from first touch with the brand all the way to repeat purchase with customer service and success.
And speaking of creating joyful and engaging experiences, you announced Gen AI Studio.
We did.
Which is a really novel and new solution just this week.
Yes.
So tell us about the product, its potential, and the impact you expect it to have in the contact center.
Yeah, and it's an industry-first solution, which is we're super proud about. And it will be available second half of this year. So basically, think about, everyone's talking about Gen AI right now, and usually you have a system that you have to use. Ours is engine agnostic, meaning you can use any AI system to work within ours. And what it does is it customizes it. So the net is you can make your agent, every single agent in a call center, your best agent. Because today you get these AI summaries, and a supervisor will take a look at it and say, huh, how did my agent do? Did they solve the needs or not? But it's kind of generic. So it enables you to customize it according to the needs of that specific agent, according to what they're trying to achieve. So when I say make every agent your best agent, that's how you're able to do it. So it's customizable, it's flexible, it uses responsible AI. It's really amazing. And you should come by the booth and check it out if you haven't yet.
Yes, great advice for folks watching. And I know you're back at Enterprise Connect after a few years. Mm-hmm. What's it like being back at the show, back in this industry, which is the most exciting time, I think, of this industry?
Well, you know, I haven't left CX, but this is just a different portion of CX. This is more, customer service and AI. But it's great. It's great to be back. It's like a reunion. I think my very first time at Enterprise Connect, it was called VoiceCon. So I'm talking way back when. I wasn't quite at the PBX 90s or the PBX 2000. I wasn't there, but I was at VoiceCon. So it's really great to be back, see different industry analysts, industry colleagues. It's amazing.
It's been a fantastic journey, and thanks for the update. And onwards and upwards. Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Evan.